Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
I've got James Tedesco as my fullback, Josh Adokar and Nick Kotrick on the wings. We'll come back to him in a moment. Latrell Mitchell and Josh Morris at right centre. Luke Keary, Adam Reynolds in the halves.
Yeah, nice.
I would be starting with Cameron Murray as my number 13 behind Tyson Frizzell and Boyd Cordner. David Clemmer, Damien Cook and Matt Lodge would be a starting front row for me. And I'd be going with the same bench that New South Wales went with in games one and two last year, which is Jake Trbojevic, who would play more minutes. Like that's the great diversity we have with New South Wales at the moment. We've got a lot of players who can play. Well, they can play the 80 if you want them to. Trbojevic falls into that category. Paul Vaughan, Angus Crichton. And whilst Tyrone Pucci certainly hasn't set the world on fire with the Gold Coast this year, I just think he is still the perfect number 17 to come on. I don't think you require him to play a lot of minutes, but if you need a dummy half, if you need somebody to slot in anywhere in the back line and be dangerous and has got points in them, I'd stay with Tyrone. And my 18th man would be Payne Haas and my 19th would be Jack Whiten. So
beautiful.
Adam Reynolds was there for two games in 2016. He knows what Origin's all about. He's playing better football now than he was in 2016. So I think that he's, he can slot alongside. And he's played alongside Luke Keary in the past. And Nick Kotrick is actually named at centre for the Canberra Raiders this weekend. Now, I know he's normally a left winger and I'm looking at him to play on the right side. But I think, he's such an instinctive, adaptive player. I've got no problems about playing him on that other side of the field, especially if he plays two games at right centre for Canberra this weekend and next weekend. I'm assuming they won't change Jared Croker over, so I think Kotrick will slot in at right centre. And we'll see, as he comes in for Joey Leilua, that he can handle that side of the field. So on the right side would be Tyson Frizzell, Adam Reynolds, Josh Morris and Nick Kotrick to handle both Cameron Munster and Kalyn Ponga.
Still, I've got no doubt. I've watched him play a lot of his 20s in Australian schoolboys trials and stuff, and he actually played in the centres, played fullback. As you said, he'll play anywhere. He's just a footballer. You put him anywhere, he'll do a job there.
Yeah, I've got no doubt that he will. And have Josh Morris inside him, I think, would be advantageous for him. Cameron Murray, I think, would be great to start the game with his footwork, and then to have Jake Trbojevic coming on. And as I say, he'd end up playing big minutes anyway, but... He just adds to your attack again once he gets out there. But I love both number 13s because they're the kind of players that I think would worry Queensland with their ball playing ability, but more so their footwork at the line.
And Pete, Matt Lodge goes into the starting front row based on obviously last night's performance. Did that seal it for you?
I did. I wrote a column this week in regards to Matt Lodge and Payne Haas, and they lived up to expectations last night. I just think Matt Lodge, he's got a big motor. He's very similar to what Payne Haas has to offer, except he's much more experienced. I think that he'll develop into the leader of this Brisbane forward pack. Again, in that article I wrote, I think guys like Alex Glenn and Matt Gillett, they're quiet achievers. Pangai and Offa Hengawi, they can get too loose and too personal. Matt Lodge, to me, is actually the guy who does his job every week. He's got some football in him. He's got a pass. He's got an offload. And he also can go for as long as you want him to. And I think him and Clemmer starting the game would give New South Wales great go forward. And then you've got Paul Vaughan and Trbojevic to come on and continue on that. But, I think foremost in Freddie's mind is the ability to score points. And those guys fall into that category because they've got second phase play in them. They do the hard yards, but they've got some football in them. They just don't tuck the ball under their arm. That's more like David Clemmer's job. But these other guys offer a little bit more with the footy.